have a drink. My preference is scotch.
It is. Always been scotch?
Always been scotch. And so many people say they have to learn to like scotch and they have to learn to like olives. I didn't have to.
Where'd you first start drinking it?
After I married.
Mm-hmm.
I had never had a drop of whiskey in my mouth until after I married. But my father always kept it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never touched except at Christmas time.
What else did your dad have to drink, or didn't he have anything else?
He was not a drinking man.
Mm-hmm.
But at Christmas time, he did make eggnog, and that was the big thing back in our home in those days was Christmas. We always had eggnog, and on Christmas mornings, we went to my grandmother's for breakfast every Christmas morning, I guess ever since I've been in the world, and had breakfast there. And then during the year, it looked like to me that we were always either coming or going from somebody's birthday where the family would get together and everybody would take a dish, you know, so one wouldn't have so much to do. And so I used to get a kick out of that when I was growing up.
Yeah, you probably still do it, don't
you? Well, people don't do those things anymore, it seems like. I guess when you have big families, maybe they do, but my husband was just himself and his brother, and his mother was not inclined to mix with people much. She was kind of clannish with her family, you know, they were just kind of clannish type of family.
Where were they from?
But Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But our family, I guess we loved everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And had crowds at house all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, and back in those days, nobody ever worried about whether the back door or front door was ever locked when you went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And now my house is barred.
Do you ever have people stop by back then?
Unexpectedly,
at night?
To stop by here?
At night, back then in your old...
I don't answer the door at night.
But when you were growing up, did you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There's always somebody stopping by, but my mother used to keep all the... She was one girl with six brothers. And of course they all had children every time they were left and where they were left at my mother's, see.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that made us always have a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And
where'd you put them
all? Well, we just, tell you the truth, I don't know. Part of them at my grandmother's who lived down the street from us. And we'd just divide up and go down there because she had